We began the sugya of hakchasha tchilas hazama, the sheet of Rava, that if one pair of Edom says harag, the other pair of Edom says lo harag, and then a third pair of Edom come to mimazim, the first pair of Edom that said harag, they are muzamim, and they get kasher zom, they get misa, and the reason for that is because hakchasha tchilas hazama. Hakchasha is the first step in a process that culminates with hazama. And we saw that Rava proves his shita based on a brisa. The brisa has a case where the first pair of Edim, according to Rava's interpretation, testify that Pil Eshino, the Acharkach Sima Es Eino, which means that the Adon has to pay Dmei Ayin, that's a very significant, substantial sum of money. A second pair of Edom came in and they switched it around and they said no, it was Simas Eno, and afterwards Acher Kachipil Shino. And finally the third pair of Edom came to be Mazim, the first pair of Edom, and as a result Rav says that, and to reiterate, the second pair of Edom testified that first there was Sima Es Eino, and then Hipil Es Shino. The master is very happy about the second pair of Edom because they reduce the payment that the Adon is Chayev from Eino, Dmei Eino to Dmei Shein. And then the third pair of Edom come in. And these are the Edom Hamazimim. And they turn to the second pair of Edom and they say, Imanu Aisam. I made a mistake. Second pair of Edom, Imanu Aisam. And keep in mind that the second pair of Edom, working, so to speak, on behalf of the Adon, to the detriment of the Eved, are testifying to the effect that the Eved can only collect Dmei Sheino, but not Dmei Eino. And therefore, the Brisa Paskins, based on these Edom Hamazim, the third pair of Edom, that the Emtsoim, the second pair of Edom, have to pay Dmei Ayin La'Eved, because the Eved, as a result of the Edus of the Kat Emtsois, lost his rights to collect Dmei Ayin. And when we say Dmei Ayin La'Eved, what we mean here is the increment between Dmei Shein and Ayin. Of course, Rava is excited to declare Shema Mino HaKchosh HaTchilas HaZoma, because if not for HaKchosh HaTchilas HaZoma, the Emtsois would already be an Edus B'Tela even before the Mazimim came in to be Mazim them. And now we're up to the Sugi of Abaye. Omar Abaye, he's going to reinterpret this Raisa in such a way that there's no proof to the sheet of Rava. And in order to appreciate Abaye, when he says lo dafchinu ve'azminhu, we're going to explain the case as Abaye understands the Braisa. There was hakchasha sa'edim ashniim, as we said before, al yidei kat rishona. And afterwards, huzmu al yidei kat shlishis. In other words, the case of the Braisa is when there was no extra kat. There was no kat shlishis. All they had was shtei kitos edim. And that's what's explicit in the language of the Braisa. It was Rava who actually pushed in a third pair of edus. So we have the following two kitos. We have the kat that says sima vehipil. And now we have the kat that was mazim them. So again, according to Abaye, if there were three kitos of Edom, there would be no hazom against the kat emtsois because of hakosha. The kat emtsois is already a kat hamukheshes. And that's where Abaye wants to reduce this brisa to two kitos of Edom. But the problem is, if the first kat testified sima vehipil, and the second kat was mazim them, then Rava's kasha would be against Abaye. The Edom Zomimim, in this case, should have to pay the full value of the Eved, because the first pair of Edom that became Zomimim said, Simas Eino, which means the Eved goes free. the Adon lost his Eved as a result of the impact of the first pair of Edom. Now the Mazimim are telling us that the Zomimim should pay the full price of the Eved. And the answer to that, says Abai, is Afchinu V'Azminu. The second pair of Edom that were Mazim, the first pair of Edom, and said Imanu Ayisem, B'Osa Ayom B'Makom Ploni, they added that they agree that in fact the testimony is, shall we say, theoretically correct. There was a double injury of the Adon against the Eved. But what they're claiming is that on a different day this Maisa took place, but in the opposite order. And that is, not like the first pair of Edom said, again, there are only two pairs of Edom, not like the first pair of Edom said, Sima of a Hepil, but rather it's Hepil and then Sima. Now let's take a look at the comparison between the two pairs of Edom. In any event, no matter how you slice the cake, both pairs of Edom agree that the Eved is Yotze Lechirus. Even according to the Mazimim, the second pair, they agree that the Eved has rights to his freedom. They're not denying that. That's not even an issue or a controversy between the two sets of Edom. But their claim is that the Adon has to pay for Dmei Ayin, the Eved goes to Cheres for sure. The Muzamim, which is the first pair of Edom, they don't have to pay Dmei Eved. The only question is, how much do they have to pay? According to the second pair of Edom, the Adon is Chayev to pay Dmei Eno. According to the Rishonim, he's only Chayev to pay the lower price, which is Dmei Shein, not Dmei Ayin. Now, since the Adon knew, I don't know exactly how he knew, but he knew that the second pair of Edom were going to come and be mechayev him to pay Dmei Ayin, because again, according to the second pair of Edom, it was Hepil Ashino V'ach Kach Sima Es Eino. Therefore, the Adon was very excited about the Edus of the Rishonim. Because according to the Edus of the Rishonim, he's not chayev to pay Dmei Eino. Oh. So now, Abaye is going to prove that his pshat in the Braisa is actually correct. Mimai. What's the compelling argument in favor of interpreting the Braisa in that way, that it's the second pair of Edom who are not only mazim the first pair of Edom, but also switch around the order in such a way that the Adon has to pay nothing more than Dmei Ayin? And here we turn to Daf Ayin Dalid Omen Aleph. Midas Sefer. The proof is from the Sefer of this Braisa, which we're about to see, and B'mepech V'azoma, the Sefer clearly is a case where the Mazimim switched around the order, and therefore Reisha Nami B'mepech V'azoma. It makes sense, and that's what's compelling Abai, that since in the Sefer there's only two Kitos of Edim, which is called Mepech V'azoma, so too the Reisha should be talking about Mepech V'azoma. There are only two pairs of Edom. Even though, again, the language Sharei Arav Omer Kain sounds a little bit more like there are three Kitos Edom, the way Rav interpreted the Braisa. But Abai still has a compelling argument from the Sefer. If the Sefer is two Kitos of Edom, then the Reisha likewise is two Kitos of Edom. The Katani Sefer, now Abai continues and quotes the Sefer, the Braisa. Two witnesses come in and they say, Me'idenu es ish Ploni. They're testifying against this Adon, the owner, the master of the Eved, Shehipil Eshein Avdo, Visima Eseno. That initially, on the first level, the first stage, the Adon knocked out the Eved's tooth, and then afterwards, the eye. Sharei HaEved Omer Kein. This is what it says in the Sefer. In other words, now, the Eved is very excited because he's going to be able to collect Dmei Ha'ayin. V'nimtzu Zomimim. The Edom turned out to be Zomimim. Is Mishalmim Dmei Ayin L'Rav. The Kasha Zomim here against the Adon is on Dmei Ha'ayin because it was Hipil Hasheno, the Achkach Simas Eino. Hechidami Abai says, what's the case? Ida Loka Modu. Lehubasroi bechavola klal is to make kule eved lerav boy shlumele. If the second pair of edim, the mazimim, are not in agreement that there was a chavola against the eved, if the edim hashniim are only saying to the edim rishonim imonu ayisim b'mokom achir b'vosoployom and so on, that's not a possibility in the sefer because then the Edim Zomim in the first pair of Edim would certainly have to pay the Rav the full-fledged value of the Evet. Because if the second pair of Edim just saying Yimonu Ayisam against the first pair of Edim that testified that there was a Chavola here, which is Rosh Yevarim, is the Evet goes out Rosh Yevarim, they were Mafsid, the Adon, the Evet. Ela Pshita, it must be Dekomodu Kulu B'chavola, that even the second pair of Edom agree, they don't deny the fact that the Eved was Chovel B'chaver, and therefore the Eved has rights to Cherus. But what is the issue here about Hazoma? Deka Afchinon V'Azminu, that the second pair of Edom, who were not only Mazim, the first pair with Imanu Ayisa, but they also added that on a different day, a similar action happened, but in the reverse order. Namely, it was Sima S. Ein Ha'eved and Acher Kach Hipil Eshino. So again, the Eved goes out, L'cheres Mimonavshach, even according to the Edom HaMazim in the second pair, and therefore the Muzamim don't have to pay Dmei Ha'eved, but rather, they are chayev to pay to the Adon Dmei Ha'ayin. And why is that? Because according to the second pair of Edim, the Adon has to pay Dmei Shein, because again the sequence was Ayin and then Shein. And about that there's no, you know, the second pair of Edim have no gripes and no objections against the first pair of Edim as far as the reality is concerned. But the first pair of Edim who had switched around the order, they have to pay Dmei Ayin La Eved. Sorry, correct that. Dmei Ayin La Adon. Because again, they want to be Mechayev the Adon Dmei Ayin, and now they've turned out to be Edom Zomim. And once again, to summarize Abai's argument, since in the Sefer we're talking about two Kiti Edom, the second pair of Edim were the Mazimim that switched around the sequence of the first pair of Edim, then even in the ratio, we're talking about a case of two Kitei Edim, in which the second pair, the Mazimim, were Mahapech, the order of the Rishonim. So again, the way Rashi presents the Sugya, that's the way we presented the Sugya, Abai is not like Rava, because Rava's introducing three Kitei Edim, whereas Abai is limiting the Braisa to two Kitei Edim. Now the Gemara tries to clarify the Braisa according to Abai. Vehechidami. What's the case in this Braisa, whether it's the Reisha, the Sefer, which stay Kitei Edim, Idukami Achre Achure Hani Basroi Yizakati Dmei Eved L'Rav Boy Shlume. The Gemara has the following logic. If the second kat, the Mazimim, who add their version of the story, and they came on a ma'achre achure kind of story, which means that the first pair of Edim testified that the whole story happened on a Sunday, the second pair of Edim testified that this whole story in the reverse order happened on a Monday. That's not possible, because Akati Dmei Eved L'Rabboi Shlumei. In such a case, the Edim Rishonim would have to pay Dmei Eved. And why is that? Says the Gemara, Dechi Mechayvi LeGavra Akati Gavra Lav Bar Chiyuvahu. When the first pair of Edim testified regarding Yom Rishon, that the Adon was Hipil Eshein, this is the Sefer, Eshein Avdo, and already on Yom Rishon, as of Yom Rishon, the Adon has to be Meshacher's Eved, then at this point in time, there is no Chiyuv on the part of the master to be Meshacher's Eved, other than based on the first pair of Edim, but they turn out to be Edim Zomimim. Because if the second pair of Edim, the Mazimim Ama Achri Achure, they delay it to Yom Sheni, then the Edim Zomimim, as far as Yom Rishon is concerned, had his mama to force the Adon to free his Eved. And that was his mama of Sheker of Kasher Zomam, subject to Kasher Zomam. And therefore, forget about the Adon, forget about paying the Adon, meaning the first pair of Edim, Dmei Ayin, they should be paying the Adon Dmei Kuli Eved. Elo, but therefore, by process of elimination, we have to reinterpret the facts on the ground in this brisa. Elo, Dekom Akadmei, Kedume Hani Basroi, that the second pair of Edim, besides the testimony of Yimaru Yisem, in their version of the Maisa happened on a date earlier than the date that the first pair of Edim are testifying. And then the Gemara says we have to go into even greater detail. Ve'i Dilo Omad Bidin Akati Dmei Kule Eved L'Rav Boy Shlumile. The Gemara argues that if the Eved, or let's say the Eved together with the Adon, did not stand in judgment, there was no Hamad Bidin, in other words, the Eved did not get a chance to be Tovea Shichrur, his freedom, which was a result of the Chavola, before the Edim HaRishonim came in, again, even though the Chavola took place, according to the second pair of Edim, before the Edim Rishonim came in, is that in such a case, Hakati Gavrilo Mechayev, in other words, at the time of the actual Edus, the testimony of the first pair of Edim, the Adon was not yet Mechayev to be Meshachar the Eved, because Shichra Eved, which is called Yitzia Barash Evarim, is called a Knas. And Knas is a Chiv that's engendered by Hamad Abedin, by the Bezdin. In fact, Modu B'Knas is Potter. The Adon could have actually come into Bezdin with a confession, admitting, as it were, that he took out the eye of the Eved, or the Shein of the Eved, and he would have been Potter then, from being Meshachrer his Eved. So it comes out then that the first pair of Edim, at the moment they testified, they're being Mechayev the Adon to be Meshachrer's Eved, and in truth he wasn't Chayev to do so because there wasn't yet a Hamad of Adin. Ellen, by process of elimination, we've eliminated all other possibilities, we're going to have to say the Amad Bedin, that as a result of the Chavola in these two Evarim, the Adon together with the Eved already had the Amad Bedin. The Adon, therefore, in Bezdin, was already established as to be obligated to be Shachar's Eved L'Cherus. and to pay for the second Eiver. And now, from this point and on, the Odo no longer has a right. He no longer has the possibility of being Moda under the law of Moda v'knas Potur. And now, to add another curveball into this whole scenario addressed by this Braisa, so we're going to have to say that the Adon ran away with his Eved, and even though the first Beis Din had already paskined that the Adon is chayv to meshachar his Eved, but the Adon didn't do so, there was no implementation of the Gemar Din of the first Beis Din. Now the Eved is being tovea his master, his Adon, in a different Beis Din, to force him to fulfill and implement the first, the Psak Din of the first Beis Din, that he has to be Motzim L'Cheiros because of the Shein. And not only that, he has to pay him Dmei Ayin, because, again, if you recall, in the Seifa, the first pair of Edim testify, Hipil Sheino V'Yachkach Simos Eino. So therefore, based on the Psak of the first pair of Edim, he would have to be Motzim L'Cheiros, and at the same time, the Adon would have to pay for Dmei Eino. Now, at this point, Hevi Edim, meaning the Eved re-subpoenas or re-invites the first pair of Edim that testified in the first Beis Din into the second Beis Din, and they testify not only what they testified, but also on the Psak Din, that on such a day and in such a place, we testify because we saw the final Psak Beis Din, that the Adon has to be Meshachar his Eved and paid Dmei Ayin. Now we get up to the second pair of Edim. The second pair of Edim say that the whole story is just a bluff because Bioso Yomi Mono Yisim B'Makom Acher. And now they say on a different day, earlier than the day that the Edim Zomim testify in the first pair of Edim, but there already was a Psak Din of Yitzia L'Cherus, but again in a switched order, meaning because of Eino. And justifying the claim of the Eved now to receive Dmei Sheino. Again, of course, he's switching around the order, and now it was Simas Eino V'Achekach Yipil Sheino. And if this be the case, we understand that the Edim Zomimim don't have to pay the Adon Dmei HaEved, because already in the first Beis Din, which according to the second pair of Edim took place earlier, the Adon had no right to hold on to his Eved. He was already chayv to be meshachar his Eved based on the Psak of that Beis Din. But they, the first pair of Edim, wanted to be mafsid the Adon Dmei Eino, as we said before, because in their testimony, the first Beis Din had actually paskined that the Adon is chayv Dmei Eino, because he pil shenu v'yachach simas Eino. The second pair of Eidim, by being mahapich the seder, are in effect accusing the Eidim Zomimim of falsely trying to be mechayev the Adon Dmei Eino. The first pair of Eidim are not chayev to pay Dmei Eved, because on an earlier date, according to the second pair of Eidim, there already was a psak in a Beis Din that the Eved has to go L'Cheirus, and that the Adon is holding on to the Eved illegally. But as far as the Dmei Ayin, that the first pair, the Zomimim, wanted to be Mechayev and be Mafsi the Adon through their perjury, that they have to pay to the Adon. And again, as a result of all this, we no longer have a proof to Rava about Hakrosha Tchilas HaZomer, because again we're talking about two pairs of Edim. Now the Gemara is going to go back now to analyze Rava's approach to this Braisa, according to which Rava proved from this price that Akash is Tchilas HaZama. And the Gemara asks, Amale Rav Acha Braid Rav Ika Lirav Ashi Dukya de Rav Mehecha. What led Rava to read the Braisa in such a way that he would invoke this Braisa as a proof that Akash is Tchilas HaZama? From which part of the Braisa again has two parts, the Reish and the Sefer, did Rava, in his opinion, establish that Akash is Tchilas HaZama? Ilema Mireisha, if it's from the Reish of the Braisa, again, we're now in Rava's turf, the Reisha, according to Rav, it's talking about three kitos of Edim. The first kat testified Shino and then Eno, which is a frontal head-on collision to the second kat that testified Eno Vishino. Now there's a third kat that is Mazim the Emtsois, the second kat. And the Braisa says that the second kat has to pay Dmei Ha'ayin La'eved. And the reason is because the second kat said that first there was Eno and then Shino, and therefore the Adon doesn't have to pay Dmei Eno. Is Reisha Mika Miskachashe Mitzioi? Is it really true in this context of the Reisha, the Braisa, that the second kat is a kat hamukheshes, such that their testimony should be invalidated? L'chore, that's not so, says the Gemara. Kevon de'ilo mitzime sadusa kavasayhu kokaima. He says the following. The Gemara argues that if there hadn't been a hazama against the second kat, even though that second kat was contradicted by the first kat, nevertheless, sadusa kavasayu kokaimi, the edus as they gave it, is valid. It still remains a valid edus. And why is that so? Didina kavasayu paskinon. We would certainly accept the psak halacha like the second pair of Edim, who say that the Eved deserves to collect Dmei Shein. Again, according to the Reish of the Braisa, the second pair of Edim, who became Zobimim, were being mechayev the Adon only to pay Dmei Shein. And if we have left out the third pair of Edim, meaning the Mazimim, leave out the whole Hazama story, then we would actually accept the second pair of Edim. Why? That's called Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mona. Again, even though the story that the second pair of Edim are telling, and specifically the sequence of Eno Vishino, is contradicted by the first pair of Edim, but in terms of pure abstract chiyuv mamon, if we convert the payment into dollars and cents, then yesh b'chal masayim mona. The first kat says that the adon has to pay dmei ayin, we'll call that 1,000. The second kat says they have to pay dmei shein, which is only 100. What's common and undeniable to either of the two kitos is that the Adon has to pay at least 100. That's called Yesh B'chal Masayim Mona. Hilkach, therefore, Kamoi Hudeka Makrashi, but Mitzioi Lomis Kakshe Midi. You can talk about the fact that the first pair of Edom are Mukrashim, because they want to be Machayv the Adon Tmei Ayin, which is contradicted by the second pair of Edom. But with regard to the Mitzioi, there's no Akrasha, because the second pair, the middle pair of Edom, who testify that the Adon is chayv to be Dmei Shein, on that Dmei Shein, as an element included in the larger Dmei Ayin, there's no akash whatsoever. And therefore, when there's Hazom against, subsequently against, the second pair of Edim, is they certainly should be chayv to pay Tashlum. Let's just clarify one simple point. Why would the Emtsoyim, according to Rav and the Reisha, have to pay tashlumim. Okay, they became Edim Zomimim, but they only were Mechayev the Adon to pay Dmei Shein. And the answer is that the Hazoma process here would be Mechayev the Edim Emtsoim to pay Dmei Ayin. Once having established that according to the Reish of the Braisa, the middle pair of Edim that became Muzomim have to pay Dmei Ayin La'eved, and the reason for that is because the first pair of Edim testified in a sense on behalf of the Eved that he can collect Dmei Ayin because it was Shino and Eno, and this has nothing to do with, I mean, not nothing to do, it has everything to do, but it is not a contradiction, or we don't see an impediment here through the halakha of hakrasha, even though, again, there was clearly hakrasha between the first pair of Edim and the second, but nevertheless, the second pair of Edim still remains vulnerable, if you will, or subject to hazoma. So the Gemara says the following. Amalei, Rav Ashi says to Rav Acha, that you're right. There is no diuk from the Reisha of the Brisa. The diuk of the Reisha has to fall apart under the influence of, or through the perspective of Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mona, which means that the second pair of Edim is not called Mukhashim because even before the Azoma took place, we would have paskined exactly in accordance with the testimony of the second, the middle pair of Edim, because this middle pair of Edim say that he's chayev only a mona instead of masayim. He's chayev, the Adon is chayev only Dmei Sheno from the Dmei Eno, which is, you know, one out of a thousand, or 400 out of 200, whatever the numbers are. And therefore, Rav Ashi responds to this logic of Yesh B'chal Masayim Mona of Rav Acha to say that, no, Rava is not being medayik from the Reisha, but rather Rava Savar de Reisha b'sholosh kitos, Sefer Nami b'sholosh, meaning sholosh kitos. That the diuk of Rava is going to be from the fact that the Reisha is in three kitos, so to the Sefer is in three kitos. And therefore, v'diuk mi Sefer, the Raya, and the Olchacha that Rava deduces is from the Sefer. And in the Sefer, mi idenu es ish ploni shehipil es shein avdo v'sima es eno. And here what's going on is that the hapolas hashen comes before the simas eno. And so far so good, because that's also the way we described it. Let's just go over the ratio one more time. The first kat said sheno and then eno, so that's okay. And Sharia Evet Omer Kane Venimtsu Zomimim Mishalmim Dmei Ayin LaRav. And let's understand what that Mishalmim Dmei Ayin LaRav means. Kigon Di Asu Beitre Vi Amre Hipil Es Shino Visima Eino. Okay, that's what we said just a minute ago, that the first pair of Edim testify that the Adon is chayev to pay for the Ayin. But then, Upaskine Ledine Afumayu. There already was a Psak Din based on this first pair of Edim. So at this point in time, the Adon is chayev to pay Dmei Eino to the Eved, the Asu Beitreachrini, the Amri Sinas Eno, the Hipil Eshino. The second pair of Edim switch around the order. Notice them Makdim the Eno to the Shino, and therefore the Adon is only chayev to pay Dmei Shino. And therefore, Dekon Makreshe Lahu Lahani Kamoi, that there is now a clear cut hakosha to the first pair of Edim. Why? Because the first pair of Edim said that the Adon has to pay Dmei Ayin, which is 1,000, and the second pair of Edim now is saying, no, it's only Dmei Shino, it's a fraction. So now, the third pair of Edim come in, and they say, Imonu Ayisem, and against which pair of Edim are they being Mazim? V'nimtzu Zomim Kamoy, against the first pair of Edim, who wanted to be Mechayev, the Adon, to pay Dmei Eino, is Meshalmim Dmei Ayin L'Rav. They, the first pair of Edim, have to pay Dmei Ayin. Now, clearly, the first pair of Edim are Mukhoshim. These Halkadait Chachosh Alav Tchilis HaZomahi Amai Mishalmi Ois Kachashu Lahume Kara. How could the first pair of Edim be punished under the Halach of Kashu Zomam? In this case, to pay the Adon Dmei Ayin, they were already Mukhoshim by virtue of the second pair of Edim that testified Simas Eno the Achakach Hipil Sheno, meaning the Adon doesn't have to pay that full exorbitant price of 1,000, but he only has to pay a fraction thereof. So clearly the first pair of Edim were Mukhoshim, and now in this process of Hazoma through the Kat Shlishis against the first Kat, there's clearly a case of Edus Mukheshes that now becomes Edus Muzemes and has to pay the Dmei Ayin to the Adon. El Shmamino Akhosha Trilas Azomehi. So that's the way Rava understood the Sefer, the Brisim's Medayik from the Sefer, that Hazoma, that Akhosha Trilas Azoma. And now the Gemara wants to explain how Abaye rejects the proof of Rava, and that's going to be based on the explanation of Rav Ashi that we just learned to the Raya, to the proof of Rava. Abaye Amar Lecha, there's no compelling need to interpret the Sefer the way Rav Ashi understood it in Rava's frame of reference as three Kitei Edim. And the reason for that is Bishlam Erashel, though it's true that Rava had an argument in favor of the Resha, the Lo Sagi, the Lo Shalshki, that it's impossible to say that the Resha is less than three Kitos. Sharei Ketani, the Resha says, Sharei HaRav Omer Kain, which means that the Adon is very happy with this Edus. And therefore, we have to assume, again, it's a little bit of a dochak, that there was some previous edus that was machayev the Rav to pay Dmei Eino, and now the Adon is very happy with the second edus that testified that he's only chayev Dmei Sheino. So, because again, the first pair of Edim testify that it was Sheno and then Eino. The second pair of Edim, and going back to the ratio, testify that it was Eino, the Sheno. We understand very well why the Adon is very happy with the second pair of Edim, because he only has to pay Dmei Sheno. And therefore, we'll assume within the flow of the Bryce and the ratio that there's a third pair of Edim that amazim. But El Seifa, Lomeli, Sholosh Kitos, what compels you, Bedochak, to assume that the Bryce and the Sefer is addressing a case of three Kitos? And again, the Gemara seems to be at this point oblivious to the Svara of Sefer Dumya Dereisha, that the Sefer should be, let's say, symmetrically parallel to the Reisha. But before we get into that, let's just read the Gemara. The Gemara says, El Sefer Lomeli Sholosh Kitos, And if you argue Sharei HaEved Omer Kain, the Sefer says that the Eved is very happy about the Edus. That's not because of some earlier testimony that was a little bit, shall we say, detrimental for the position of the Eved, but rather Eved Koldehu Meimar Omar Denichle Denepik Lecherus. Meaning the Eved's satisfaction and joy with this testimony is simply a result of the fact that whatever the Eidus is, and in any order it's placed, he's happy to go free as a Ben Chorin. And therefore, since it's possible to assume in the Sefer that we're talking about two Kitos, the second Kat was Mazin the first Kat, and was Mahapik the Seder of the Chavola, therefore there's no proof to Rava that Akhosh is Tchilas HaZoma. And I assume that the reason why the Gemara now, Abai is not compelled by the symmetry, which we thought that was the basis of Rava's argument that the Seif was really B'Shalosh Kitos, is because after all, in the Reisha, what compels us to Shtei Kitos, to Shalosh Kitos, is Sharei Hadon Omer Kain, which means that the Brisa clearly indicates that there is a previous testimony, which was testimony number one, supporting the position of the Adon, namely Shino first and Eno second. That introduces us into a spiral of three Adios, three Kitos, but in the Sefer we don't have that compelling force. Sharia Evid Omer Kain could mean simply that he's just thrilled to go into Cherus. It's very interesting that the Gemara here, when it speaks about the joy of the Eved here with this Eidus, because of Koldehu, what does that mean, Koldehu? That phrase, Koldehu, is a little bit strange. The Eidim are supporting the Eved in his claim for Cherus, and not only that, the Eidim are telling the Eved that he can claim also monetary compensation for an ayin. Why is that called koldehu? But maybe the Gemara is just using the word koldehu as a kind of, I call it a quasi kal vachomer, that if the Eved is happy with the entire Eidus, then he's certainly happy with that element of Eidus that's for sure l'tovaso, that's for his benefit that he goes into Cherus. And quite clearly, the Gemara is basing itself largely on this concept of Ha'eved Omer came Eved Koldu, etc., etc. That's not necessarily the words of Abaye. That's just the way the Gemara wants to perhaps imply that Rava is not happy with this Svara of Koldu, and therefore he wants to insist on three Kitos in the Sefer, because the language of the Sefer Shrei Eved Omer came sounds like there is three Kitos. That it means that the Eved was saying that he's happy with the second cut because that gives him greater benefits than the first cut. And that's what is going to compel Rava to assume that there are three Kitos. Again, keeping in mind, Sharia Eved Omer Kain, according to Rava, is referring to the satisfaction and the joy of the Eved with the first pair of Edim, who testify not only to the effect that the Eved has rights to go free, but also to the effect that the Eved has rights to be compensated to collect full-fledged Dmei Eino. Because again, in the Sefer, the first pair of Edim testified, He Pilashino Viachkach Simas Eino. Now, at this point, the Gemara takes a little bit of a turn, and the Gemara wants to clarify the entire concept of a double chavola, of shnei eivorim, when the Adon injures two different eivorim of the Eved. Do we say that the Eved, as we saw in this brisa, goes out lecheres with the first hapolas eiver, and then the Adon becomes chayv to pay the money, the value of the second eiver? The Gemara says, maskifle rav zera, Ema, why should we assume that Sima es Eno Nefuk be Eno and Hipel Ashino Nefuk Bishino Sima es Eno Vehipel Ashenu Nefuk be Eno Vishino? Why not say that just like the Eved, and here on the top of the Ayin Dalet and Beis, the Eved goes L'Cherus with the Ayin, and so too, if he was Mapil Shino, the Eved goes L'Cherus. If he was Simas Eino Vehipil Shino, then both Evarim shall be merged, so to speak, into one Rashi Evarim for Cherus, but there's no room here for collection on the part of the Eved of any Dmei Chavola. And the reason is because between the Simas Eino and the Hippolis Eshino, there was no Hamada Bedin. In other words, at this point in time, between the Simas Eino and the Hippolis Eshino, there is no Chiyuv to be Meshachar the Eved, because until Amada Bedin, that Knas is not established. And therefore, since it's all before Amada Bedin, when the Adon goes ahead and he's Mapil Asheno, he should not be Chayiv Tashlumin, because there is no Chayiv Tashlumin of Dmei Chavol against one's Eved. There's Shichur Barashi Avarim, yes. Amar Abaye, and Abaye now turns back to Rav Zera, and he says, Olecha Amar Kra, the Pasuk addresses you and says, Tachas Eino, Velo Tachas Eino Vishino. The Torah is trying to teach us that with the Hashchosas Ayin, and exclusively the Ayin, the Eved goes L'Cherus. There's no such thing that with a Chavol against the Ayin and the Shein, the Eved goes out L'Cherus, and you need both, so to speak, with this integration of Eino Vishino, Velotachas Eino Vishino. Therefore, once, says Abai, there was a Chavola Be'eno, then he goes out Be'eno, and the subsequent Chavola Be'shino engenders a Chiyuv of Dmei Chavola to pay for the Shein. And therefore the Pasuk says, Tachashino, Velotachashino Vieno. In the same way that we saw Tachas Eino, we have Tachas Shino. And therefore, when there's a Chavola on the Shein, and then the Ayin, there's Cherus through the Shein, and the Dmei Chavola with regard to the Ayin. Again, the problem here is that there's no Knas, there's no Zechir B'Knas before Amod Bedin, as we said before. The Gemara said already on Amud Aleph, Ilo Amud Bedin, Akati Gavrilo Mechayev. And therefore, every Knas requires Hamada Bedin. And there's no such thing as Lamafreya, that a person is Zoche after Hamada Bedin Lamafreya, which is, again, a suga quoted here in Tosfos, in from Ksubis Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, in the case of Mefuta, if there was no chance, no opportunity yet for the Mefuta to be Omid Bedim with the Mefata until there was the Bagrus of this daughter, then the Knas goes to herself and not to Avia. We don't say Lamafreya, there was a Chiv Knas on the part of the Mefata to the father before she, the daughter, became a Bogeris. No. The Chiv Knas emerges at the time of the Psak Bezdin, and at that point she's already a Bogera, she collects her own Knas. But nevertheless, as Tosus points out, back on Lamed Gimel, this Pasuk that Abai is quoting is Mechadish, that an Eved is Zoche Bidmei Eivra Asheni, even though the Chavola, which came earlier, was before Hamad Bedin. And even though we need the Chavola Rishona and the subsequent Hamada Bedin in order to establish that the Eved goes L'Cherus, and therefore the question obviously arises, how now can the Chavola Shnia engender a chiyuv of tashlumei chavala when there was never a amara bedin on the cheres itself? And the answer is that this drasha of Abai is coming to teach us that with regard to the eved, the Torah was machadish that an eved is zoche bidmei evrasheni. Evrasheni means in addition to the first chavala, it's called evrasheni. And somehow, again, we have to work out the lumdus exactly, but the chavala rishona, even though it's before Amar Bedin, is already enough to engender a schus of tvias tashlume chavola for Ever Hasheni. Again, it's going to have to be an Amar Bedin at the end of the day. There's going to have to be a Gemara Din on Shichrur, and then subsequently Bezdin will pass a Gemara Din on to make chavola in the second Ever. This is all true according to Abaya. I'm not sure that Rav Zera would buy into this because it really undermines the principles that we know, the universal principles of Knas and Hamad Abedin. The Gemara wants to know now at this point, can we prove and establish Rav Ashita of Hakosh Atchilus Hazom from our Mishnah? Omer Av Idi Bar Ovin Afanan Namitnina. We also understand that and draw the conclusion of Rav that Akasha is Tchilas Hazom, because our Mishnah says back on Ayin Beis, Gonav al Pishnayim, V'tovach u'mochar al Pim. You had one pair of Edim that testified, number one, on the Gneva of the Shoreseh, number two, on the Tficha Mechira of the Shoreseh, V'nimtzu Zomimim. If that pair of Edim turn out to be Zom Mishalm Lo Asakol, they pay both Kefel and Dalet Vehei. Says Rav Idi Bar Ovin, my love, shouldn't we assume they idu ala Gneva? Let's say on the first day, we'll call it Sunday, they testified the Gneva. Chazu, they came back on another day, let's say Monday. They idu ala Tficha, v'huzmu ala Gneva. On the third day, let's call it Tuesday, there was Azov on the Gneva. Chazu, and then again, a day later on Wednesday, v'huzmu ala Tficha. So Rav Idi Bar Ovin says, Valkeimon Shehuzmu, once there was Hazama on the third day, meaning on Tuesday, on the Gneva, is then a dusam, the testimony of Legabe Tvicha, Havale Mukhoshim. There's already a Khosha on the Edus Tvicha. Again, this word Mukhoshim, that there are Mukhoshim on the Edus Tvicha, is a little bit strange. I mean, there was no Akhosha. I mean, as far as the Edim HaMazimim is concerned, it's very possible and plausible that this Tvicha took place, albeit not in a stolen animal. But I think the word Mukhashim here should be interpreted a little bit more loosely, liberally. To say Mukhashim means that the Edus is considered Batel once there's no testimony on Gneva. Now, when on Wednesday there's Azom al Tvicha v'chazru v'huzmu al Tvicha v'keva dehuzmu al Gneva u'legabe yatvicha havalu mukhashim, it means that already on Monday, when there was a hakosh on the Gneva, let me just get that once again, right? That I'm sorry, on Tuesday, I should say, right? Let's get this, be consistent, right? The Edus on the Gneva was on Sunday, the Edus on the Tvicha on Monday, there was Hazama on the Gneva on Tuesday. So already on Tuesday, a day before the Hazama took place on the Hakhasha, there was already a status of Mukhashim. In other words, even though the Edus HaTvicha was ready, Hukhisha, nevertheless, Ketani, the Mishnah says, Mishamalos HaKol, the Edim Zom have to pay Dalet Vehei in addition to the Kef, meaning paying for the Tvicha as well. Visakadak Hakosha Lav Tchilas Hazoma Tvicha by Mishalmin, Elolav Shmamino Hakosha Tchilas Hazoma. And the logic here is that since there was no direct an explicit hazama against the Edei Tvicha as far as Tuesday is concerned, but nevertheless, the Edus Tvicha, as we said earlier, is null and void as a result of the hazama on the Gneva, that already should be viewed as a psul that undermines the Eidus Tvicha in such a way that there's no possibility that that Eidus Tvicha should lend itself to the Hazama on Yom Revi'i, unless you assume that Hakchosh is Tchilas Hazama. It sounds like the Gemara's understanding of Hakchosh, Tchilas Hazama, or Bechlal, the concept of Hakchosh, means some sort of Bitula Eidus that is not a result of some sort of, shall we say, Vado Sheker. There's no Vado Sheker here. Again, as far as the Tvicha is concerned, we can consider it Hakchosh in the sense that there's Bitul Eidus, but there's no Vados of Sheker on Tvicha until on Yom Revi'i, the Eidim HaMazim, HaMamaz, and the Eidim on Tvicha, Yimanu Yisav V'Yosozman, B'mokam Acher, is that's called Hakchosh Tchilas Hazama. If the Hazama is meaningful and effective, it must be because the Bitul Eidus, as a result of the Hazama on the Gneva, the Bitul Eidus on the Tvicha, is not an establishing of a definite sheker in the Tvicha. You know, if we would have a way of establishing, you know, the animal is still alive and well, for example, that the Eidus Tvicha was a perjury, then I would assume even Rava would agree that in this case there's no svar of Hakosh Tchilas Hazama, the Eidus would not be subject to Hazama. That's what I would say at this point. I mean, we're going to have to see that in another few minutes in the Hemshech HaSugya here on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis with regard to Ba Horug Baraglov. In summary, the bottom line is the Gemara is equating Bitul Eidus in Chalosa Eidus with Hakosha, which is also a situation in which we're not sure if he is telling the truth or he's not, but the Eidus is no longer affected because it's an Eidus Mukheshes, and yet Hazama works, is effective, and Kashazom will apply. And the reason for that is that the Eidim are telling a story with a definite intention to be Mechayev the Nidon, whatever it might be, and that story, according to the Eidim HaMazimim, is perjury. And I understand very well that Hakchosha could be integrated into Hazom in the sense that these Eidim are all coming to try to disprove what the first pair of Eidim said and to try to establish that they were lying, they were perjuring. In the case of Hazomas Gneva before Hazomas Tvicha, it's a little bit less clear why should the Eidim HaMazima be able to be Mazim, the Eidus that's Batol Mevutol. I understand the integration of Hakosh and Hazoma, but I'm not sure I understand why Eidus that's already Betela should be subject to Hazama. And therefore, even though the Gemara quotes Rav Idi Bar Oven here as a support to Rava's Hakosh Tchilas Hazama, one still wonders why the Mishnah would establish that there is Hazama over here. And intuitively, I don't think this depends upon the sugi that we saw back on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, in which the Gemara analyzes our Mishnah in the light of the machlokas between Abaye and Rava, and argues that according to Abaye, l'mafreyahu nifsal, that the aid was already posel at the time that he testified in the Tvicha because it was a preceding psul that was chal through his aidus geneva. And especially here in our sugi that we're talking according to Rava, who maintains that Eid Zome Mikan Lahavu Nifsal. So there shouldn't be a need to go back to the whole sugi on Ayin Gimel of the Vasachas, that, because that's all referring to the original Eidus. I'm asking, and we're asking a different question here. We're talking about the Shas HaZoma. And the Shas HaZoma, even if you hold Mikano Lahavu Nifsal, of the Gneva was a day after the Hazoma. I'm sorry, the Shas HaZoma, the Tvicha, was a day later after the Hazoma on the Gneva. And if that be the case, if we assume, and we have to assume, that if there's no Gneva, there's no Tvicha, the Eidus on the Tvicha is therefore null and void, it's Betelum Vuteles, why is it subject to Hazoma? That's the question I want to leave you with right now. But let's see why the Gemara rejects Rav Idi Bar Ovin's raya from that Mishnah. Amri, hachamayaskinon, kigon shehuzma tvicha tchila. Again, this is, again, I emphasize, not the sugya vayim gimel, as to which edus took place when. We're not talking about the original edus hamuzemis, we're talking about the edim hamazimim, kigon shehuzmu ala tvicha tchila. And then, at that point, the edim have to pay gimel for tvicha, and then afterwards there was azama on the gneva, and at that point they become chayev to pay kefil. Now the Gemara wants to assume that the machloks shina bai v'rova regarding hachoshet chil sazom is actually an ancient one that predates Abai v'rova and goes back to the time of the Tanoim v'plugta. And we're referring now to Machlokes. Actually, I shouldn't say Tanoim, because although Rabbi Yochanan is a Tana in the Yerushalmi, but here in the Bavli, he's an Amora. And he has a Machlokes here with a classical Bar Plugta of his, Rabbi Elazar. And they're talking about ostensibly the exact same subject that we've been dealing with. Edim shehukrishol besof huzmu. Now we don't know who holds what at this point. We know it's recorded as machlok shrin Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, chad omer nerogim, chad omer ein nerogim. So the first pair of Edim testified that Reuven killed Shimon. The second pair of Edim testified that Reuven did not kill Shimon. And then a third pair of Edim came in to testify that the first pair of Edim were Imanu Ayisim. How could you testify that you witnessed the murder by Reuven of Shimon? You were with us in a different place. Again, the middle pair of Edim that were Machish, they said, you know, we were with Reuven and he didn't murder Shimon. Or we were with Shimon and he wasn't murdered by Reuven. That's Hakasha. The third pair of Edim comes in and says, Imanu Ayisim Boso Shah. Now, once the first pair of Edom was subject to Akhosha, first pair of Edom testifying that Reuven killed Shimon, the second pair of Edom say Reuven did not kill Shimon, at that point, the Edus of Reuven killed Shimon, the first pair of Edom is Hukresha, and therefore it should no longer be subject to Hazama by the third pair of Edim who say Monu Ayisim, and there should be no Chiv Kashazama, the first pair of Edim. That's called Akasha Lav Tchilas Hazama. And that's one opinion. The other opinion, we don't know how to identify the Bar Plukta. He's of the opinion, no, that Akasha is only the beginning of the process of Hazama. Again, we have to add here that there has to be a Gvar Din before the last pair of Edim came in to testify, because the entire subject of Edim Zomim only applies after Gemar Din. And this is a Mishnah in Makis that Ein Edim Zomim Nerogim Ad Sheyigmar Dinam Al Piyam, meaning the first pair of Edim who became Edim Zomim engendered created a Psak, a Gemar Din. And here also, there was a Gemar Din, but it was before the Akhasha, because again, if the middle pair of Edim and Makhishim came in, there would be no Gemar Din. So there was, you know, we could set up T1 as the Edus of Reuven, I'm sorry, the Edus of the Rishonim against Reuven that he killed Shimon. T2, Bezdin is Gomer Sadin based on these Edim that Reuven is Chayav Misa. T3, two Edim come in and testify that we know that Reuven did not kill Shimon. And T4, a third pair of Edim come in and testify, we know that the first pair of Edim could not have seen Reuven kill Shimon because they were with us at that time in a different place. And one opinion says that as a result of the Edus of the third pair of Edim, we put the Edim Zomim to death under the law of Kasha Zomim, despite the fact that before that Zomim process, there was already Akhosha. And that's called Hakhosha Tchilas HaZomim. The Gemara goes on to suggest, Histayim, don't I have a proof? De Rabbi Elazar hu de Amarei Narogim. I can identify Rabbi Elazar as the author of the Shita that since there was Akhosha against the first pair of Edim before the third pair of Edim, the Mazimim came in to testify, therefore the first pair of Edim are not subject to Hazama. Again, what that means is that even though we can establish that the first pair of Edom had perjured themselves, but that's not enough to establish a Chiyuv Misa on the first pair of Edom. For that, you need the mechanics of the Parsha of Kasher Zomam. So there may be different ways in which we'll be able to establish the first pair of Edom as having perjured themselves in testifying that Reuben killed Shimon, but that doesn't mean that therefore they're Chiyuv Misa. But in any event, I say that as an introduction to the next line in the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Edim Shehukhashu B'Nefesh Lokim. In other words, if we can prove that the first pair of Edim perjured themselves, then although there cannot be a Chiyuv Misa in this case because there's no Azama, and we'll explain that a little bit further, but nevertheless, since they perjured themselves, they don't get away scot-free, the Chayiv Malkus. And that's for the violation of the law of Losana B'Yachet Shoker, which the Gemara establishes in Makas Daf Beis, generates a Chiyuv Malkus, even though it's a law Shembo Maisa, because of the Dibura Ka'avid Maisa, and that's based on the Pasuk V'Tzdiku as a Tzadik and V'Pilu. We'll come back in a split second to understand how we establish beyond the shadow of a doubt that the first pair of Edim perjured themselves. But V'yisal k'daitoch, Rabbi Lezer hu diomar ne'rogim, in other words, if Rabbi Lezer would be the one who accepts the Edim hamazimim, the third pair of Edim, to establish the first pair of Edim as Edim zomim, be mechayev them misa, if that's his position, is then amai lokim. Why would Rabbi Lezer say in general hakhosha engenders a chiyuv malkus? When I say in general, I mean without hazoma. Is havilei lav hanitan lazoris misas bezdin? We have the lav of losana b'riached shoker, but how could that engender a chiyuv malkus? We have a principle in malkus is no malkus for a lav hanitan li azoris misas bezdin. Because it's not going to be Dumya de Lav de Chasima, which is the paradigm of Malkus. And here too, in the case of Edim who testify that Reuben killed Shimon, that Lav, in this particular scenario of Losana Reached Shoker, is a Lav Anitan Lasoras Misas Bezdin. Because since after the Akhosha, the Edom are subject to Hazoma in any event, and that's Akhosha Tchilas Hazoma, then since their Edus could generate a Chiyuv Misa, because after Akhosha, the Edom will come and be Mazim them, therefore the Lav and the Aver of this Edom, of this pair of Edom, of perjuring themselves, is a Lav Anitan Lazarus Mises Bezd. And I believe Lefiani is Daiti, then in the context of this Gemara, we have to add one thing, that the Lav of Losana is unique in the sense that there is a Parsha of Kasher Zomam for the Azhar for violating the Lav of Losana, even though in the case of Edus Lechayev Esanidon Misa, it's a Lav Hanitan Lazharis Mises Bezdin, because that violation of Losana, in a case of Azoma, will lead to Mises Bezdin. And if you don't get Malkus for a Lav Hanitan Lazharis Bezdin, then Lechora, that's a definition of the Lav. It should probably logically be Mafkia the Chiyuv Misa as well. Ela what the Torah says, Kasher Zomam. But that's not enough to completely undermine the halacha and the application of the halacha of Lav Anitan Lasiris Pezdin to any case of Edus on Misa, on a Chiyuv Misa, because you've got to have the possibility of Hazoma. Now, if you'll look in this Tosafos, the long Tosafos of Ramaskal Hava, he operates with two categories of Lav Hanitan Lasaris Mises Bezdin. Category number one is where we analyze the heft of the law itself in abstract terms, could, under certain circumstances, not necessarily the circumstances that we're talking about in this particular Avera, but in theory, in the abstract sense, the law itself could generate a Chiyuv Misa. And then a law, Hanitan Lasaris Misa's Bezdin, because not just in abstract, but even in actuality, in this particular scenario, it might lead to a Chiyuv Misa. Tosa says that the first category of lav, hanitan lazaris mises bezdin, that principle would not apply to the case of the lav of eid sheker, of lo sana brach eid sheker, because if that be the case, then there would be no malchus in general for the lav of lo sana. That certainly is not true. In other words, the Gemara already in Masechta Makos establishes that it's a chiddush with regard to Eidus Sheker that you get Malkus, even though there is some sort of abstract possibility of a Chiyuv Misa. But the other category, now we have to analyze, well, in this particular scenario, could there be Misa? And that's what the Gemara means, that if after the Akhasha, subsequently, he the first aid, could be subject to Azama, and therefore be Chayav Misa, that would make it such that even Losana fits into the principle of Lavanita and Lasaris Misa. Says we could apply that principle in the case of Losana, if in this particular scenario, Lamaisa, he could be Chayav Misa. Let's say in a universal lav, not in the case of Losana, if the Baal HaVera was given Asra for Malkus, he would not get Malkus if that HaVera in abstract terms, in the right abstract worlds of Halacha, would generate or could generate a Chiyuv Misa, even though again in this particular circumstance where he didn't get a Hasra for Misa, there's no way that he could be Chayav Misa, but the Lav itself could not engender Malkus, because the Lav itself in its very Heftz and its very essence is Nitan Lazarus Misa's Bezdin. But that would not be the case for Losana. Losana in that sense is unique and it is different from all the other Lavim. And that is because there's a special limud of Ahayim ben Akos or Rosha that establishes a chiyuv malchus for this lav, and but the general principle of lav anitan lazaris mises bezdin, which refers to the specific circumstances in front of us, that particular mitzius, that category of lav anitan lazaris mises bezdin does apply to Losana. So here we have to prove from Rebbe Lazar that Hakrosha lav Tchilas Hazama, because if Hakrosha would be Tchilas Hazama, then the way that these first pair of Eidim purging themselves is a way that in fact might lead to Mises Bezdin if there's a subsequent Hazama. And yet Rebbe Lazar says if there is no subsequent Hazama, the Eidim Achayev Malkus for the lav Losana, it must be that the Eidus doesn't lend itself to Hazama. That's because Hakrosha lav Tchilas Hazama. And the Gemara says, Tistayim, Shema Minosh Rav Lozu, Diyomer Ein Lokin, Ein Erogin, Tistayim. In other words, Rav Lozar is the one who insists that after Akhosha, there is no possibility of Hazoma. The Akhosha is Mafkia, Hazoma, as far as this Eidus is concerned. And the Gemara says, Tistayim. But now the Gemara asks the original question that we raised. The Lokin, how could Rav Lozar say they get Malkus? What would establish beyond the shadow of death that they perjured themselves and violated Losana just because the second pair of Eidim denies the Eidus? Haray, isn't that called Treyu, Treininu? And in Treyu, Treyu, we don't know what to do. I mean, my chos to Samchas Ahani, Smoch Ahani. You don't know who to trust. Basically, throw it out of court. It's a suffix. How can you give him Malkus? Omer Abayi Biba Harug Baraglov. That they testified, the first pair of Eidim, that Reuven killed Shimon, and Shimon walks into Bezdin alive and well. So there's no question that they perjured themselves, these first pair of Eidim, and they violated Losana. However, there's no Azom over here, and therefore, for the violation of
Lo sana, Rabbi Elazar says, the chayiv malchus. There's a Tosus here in Ksubis that all the Rishonim talk about, that if two Edom testify about so-and-so that he's an Eved, is, even if the whole world would contradict that, that would be Trei Kimea. And Trei Kimea has the same status as Trei Utrei. And in that sense, Baharg Baraglov should be like Trei Utrei. Let's say Baharg Baraglov is worth 100 Edom, but so what? 180 is no different than 2 Edom. And then the Buddha says in Baharg Baraglov, we don't apply the principle of Trei Utrei because it's absolutely crystal clear for everybody to see that the Edom purge themselves. The Edom themselves have to beg on all fours and admit and confess their crime. They can't be machish, the person who's alive and well. And this, Rabosai, for the time being, leads us to the Mishnah in the middle of Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. We've already learned back in the Mishnah Daf Ayin different scenarios about a Ganov who's chayev not only Kefel, he's chayev Dalet Vehei. Our Mishnah wants to describe different situations and scenarios in which the Ganav is Chayav Kefel on the Gneva, but he's Potter from Dalet Vehei on the Tvicha Mechira. Ganav al pi Shnayim, V'tavach u'machar al pi Eid Echad. If there's only one Eid testifying on the Tvicha, and now we're going to have to ask the question, well, Pshita, the Torah says, Al pi Shnayim Eidim Yokum Dova, what's the Chiddush here? O Al pi Atzmo, and again, what's the Chiddush? Because this is the principle of Modav Knas. Is Mishalim Tashlumei Kefal V'eno Mishalim Tashlumei Arba V'chamisha. So since there are no two Eidim testifying on the Tvicha Mechira, therefore, the Ganav is Potter from Talad Vehei. Eid Echad is not enough to be Mechayev Momen, and Modav Knas is Potter. Rabbi Kivega here in Gilyan HaShas is bothered by the fact that although Eid Echad cannot be Mechayev Momen, but nevertheless he's Mechayev Shvua, and in this case you have a principle of Mechuyev Shvua V'en Yochel L'Shava Mishalem. And here, if let's say the Ganov would take a Shavua and would be willing to take a Shavua, and Bezdin would then say, wait a minute, you're a Ganov, you're Choshev al Shavua. So the din is that in Choshev al Shavua is Mishalem Shekinegdo Venotel. This is called a Shavua as Nishpa Venotel. It's a very exceptional case. And here, the victim of this Gneva, the Nignav, we'll call him, should be able to take a Shvua and be Mechai of the Ganav Dalet Vehei. And the reason for that is because of the Shvuas Kenegdo. Kenegdo Nishpa Venotel. And to answer this question, Rabbi Kiveger invokes a Tosfos earlier on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Tosus establishes that Eid Echad is not Mechayev Shvua in Knas, even though Eid Echad is Kam L'Shvua in Momo, but not in Knas. And therefore, in this case, the Eid Echad who's testifying on Tvicha would not even be Mechayev the Ganav a Shvua. The Mishnah goes on to enumerate other scenarios in which the Ganav has to pay Kefel, but not Dalet Vehei. Gonav V'tovach B'Shabbos. He steals a shor or a seh and slaughters the animal on Shabbos. B'Mezid. And therefore he's chayev Mises Bezdin for a shochet B'Shabbos, one of the Lamentes Melochis. Or Gonav V'tovach L'Avodah Zorah. Gonav Mishal Oviv U'meis Oviv V'achar kach tovach U'mochar. Gonav v'higdish v'achak tovar mochar. In all these cases, mishalim tashlume kefel v'eino mishalim arba tashlume arba v'chamisha. So the first two cases are crystal clear. There's kimle v'derabmine in the case of shochet b'shabbos, in the case of tovech l'avodah zorah. he's chayav misa, and this is based on in Parshin Shmos Chav Beis, sovech lelo him, it's referring to other gods, Yechram. Yechram means Yomus. His misa is codified in a different parashah, Dvarim Yud Zayin Shabbat, it says, Uskaltem va'avonim va'mesu. That's clear. Then we have the next case, which we've discussed in the past. We've touched upon this a little bit more complicated, in which a person, a son, steals from his father, and his father died, and after the Ganav, as one of the various heirs, inherits his father, then he shechts the animal that he stolen, that he stole, and that's not called Kulo, Tvichav Kulo Be'isur, because he also has a chilek in the Yerusha, in this animal. Then we have the case where the Ganav steals a Shoren Seh, and then he went ahead and he was magdishit as a karbon. Again, you have to figure out how a Ganav can be makdish a karbon, perhaps after Yeish Bailim, and that's a sugi about Yeish, or perhaps Yeish plus Shini Rishus in the case of Egdesh. And then he went ahead and he shechted the animal, but it was already Hegdesh, and therefore it didn't belong to the Bailim. The only time you pay Dalet Vehei for Tvicha Mechira is only when you shechted the animal of the Bailim, of the Nignav. So that too is enumerated here on this list, in which your Chayev Kefel the Ganav, but not Dalet Vehei. So again, we have two cases which fit under the principle of Kim Leibed Rabbeminei. We have one case which fits under the category of Tavach Kulo Be'isur. And then we finally have the last case where he was Tovach something that no longer belongs to the Bailim, because he was able, he was successful in being Magdish the animal before he shechted it. Now, in these cases, it seems that in all these cases, he's chayev kefel for the gneiv itself. And the reason for that is because, even though he stole on Shabbos, for example, he did not violate the Shabbos with one of the lamentes malachs with engender a chiv misa. Or alternatively, maybe he stole the object on Friday and he shechted it on Shabbos. And the achronim are bothered by the following question. Even if he was Tovech b'Shabbos, why is he potif tashlumi dalet vehei? Why not assume that the chiyuv dalet vehei and the chiyuv misa for chol Shabbos both emerge simultaneously? And the chiyuv misa is chal at the tchilas hashchita. The chiyuv mamon, one could argue, is chal later on b'gmar hashchita. So that although the din of Kimleib the Rabbeinu kicks in when there is a simultaneous single Maitha that generates both Misa and Mamon, but here in this case, Lechora, there's no simultaneity because the Chiv Misa for Shabbos begins with Tchila Shchita and preempts the Chiv Mamon, which is only Chal, the Gemara Shchita, as we saw in the Sugya earlier on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. And perhaps amongst the answers to this question, we might assume the answer of the Drisha, who says that if there's one continuous Maisa, in the beginning of the Maisa he was Mechal Shabbos, and he was Mechal Misa, he would never be Chayav Mom for that Maisa. So we define it as one Maisa. It's not the simultaneously of the Chiyuv Gavra, but of the Maisa Vera, the Maisa Mechayev. Or perhaps, as Rabbi Kivega would say it, the Chiyuv Misa is Chal B'tchilas HaShchita, but until the Sof HaShchita, we could be Mechayev and Misa. In other words, the Chiyuv Misa begins and is engendered, or clinched, if you will, by the Tchilas HaShchita, but it continues during the entire balance of the Shchita. And therefore, when at the end of the Shchita, he should be Mechayev for Dalet Vehei, there still is a Chiyuv Misa at that moment that's engendered by the Sof Shchita. Or perhaps the Shara Melech says that the Chiyuv Tashlumin on this Maisa is Mitchilasa Vad Sofa. already at the time of Tchiyus Maisa, he has to begin the process of engendering a Chiyuv Dalet Vehei. But the Tchiyus HaMaisa here coincides with the Chiyuv Misa, and therefore Kimlei B'Derabimine. To finish the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodshim Shechayev Bachar Yusam. This is the famous shita of Rav Shimon, Adavar Agorim Lamaman Kimaman. When a person takes a neder and he says Arei Alai Karba, which means that if he can't bring this animal, he'll have to bring a substitute animal to replace the first. And now, this animal that he was mafrish, which is again replaceable, was stolen. And then the ganav shechted the animal, is Mishalim Tashlume Arba V'chamisha. The reason why the ganav has to pay Dalet V'hei is because Dovar Agorim L'momen K'momen Dami. Because as a result of the Shechita, the Nignav will not be able to fulfill his neder of Harei Kor, but it'll have to be substitute a second animal, because his first animal was slaughtered. But, says the Mishnah, She'ein Chayev Vachrius, and if we're talking about an Adava, not a Neder, meaning if he says, Harei Zu Karbon, which means if it's lost, he doesn't have to replace it, then part of the Ganav doesn't have to pay for Dalet Vehei through the Shechita. And the reason for that is because the Bailim, the Nignav, doesn't have Bailus over Kodshim. He only has Bailus over Kodshim in the case of a Neder of Harei life via the principle of Dovra Gorim L'Momen Kim Momen Domi. But here, as a result of the Shechit of the animal, the Bailim don't have to replace and substitute another animal, and therefore it's no longer Dovra Gorim L'Momen Kim Momen Domi. Now falls into the universal principles Kodshim, and there's no bailus on kodshim, such that the shechita, the zvicha of the ganav, would generate dalet vehei. We'll just learn a little piece of Gemara here, so that we get a little bit closer to our goal. And the Gemara establishes Amri Hakamashmalon. The purpose of this mission is to teach us about modal piatzmo, that he's part of from Tashlumin, Dumya, D'Eid Echad, D'Eid, D'Al, excuse me, Al, P, Eid Echad. Just like Eid Echad is not Machayev Momen, because the Torah says Al P, Shnayim Eidim. Ma, Al P, Eid Echad. Just like in the case of Eid Echad, there'll be a Ptur of Dalet Vehei, Ki Osi Eid Echad. But let's imagine, says the Gemara, that another aid will add a little bit of flame to the fire. Is mitztarif bahadi u'mechayev. The second aid can integrate with the first aid in order to mechayev the ganav in tashlumei dalet vehei. So the Gemara says, al pi atzmo nami ki osu edim mechayev lafukim rav huna. The Gemara wants to establish, based on this Mishnah, that Moda Biknas V'Yachkach Bo Eidim Chayav. It means not that a Hodah in Knas is a Poteres, but rather Hodah is the absence of a Mechayav. We cannot establish evidence for a Chiyuv in Knas based on Hodah, but we can go ahead and after the Hodah establish the evidence by accepting two Eidim and testify. And therefore here, even though there was Hodah, if Eidim comes subsequent to the Hodah and they testify in this Tvicha, then Mechayiv him to pay Dalet Vehei. And the reason for that, Diuk, which is Lafuki Rav Huna Marav, who says Moda B'Knas is a Poter, so that even if Eidim come later and we have independent evidence to establish the Chiyuv Knas, nevertheless, the Moda still remains Poter. And the Diuk against Rav Huna Omar Rav is from the equation in this Mishnah between Eid Echad and Hodah. Again, let's reread the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ganav al Pishnayim, Tavachu Moch al Pied Echad, O al Piatzmo, and the Mishnah establishes a Ptur of Dalet Vehei. The Mishnah is predicated in its language, in its presentation, on an analogy between Eid Echad and Hodas Haganov, Hodah Alpi Atzmo. Eid Echad is not Machayev in and of himself, Dalet Vehei. So too, in the underlying equation in the Mishnah, a Hodah Alpi Atzmo is not enough to engender a Chiyuv Dalet Vehei. But if that be the case, then that analogy is trying to indicate that if the Eid Echad would somehow be part and parcel of an evidence that would be clear enough to establish a Chiyuv Dalet Vehei, then the Ganav will pay Dalet Vehei. How could the Eid Echad be part of that, shall we call it, overall process, if another aid will come in subsequently and we integrate the two aidim to be Mechayev, the Ganav, Dalet Vehei? And the equation of the Mishnah is trying to establish and teach us that so too in the case of Hodah Alpi Atzmo, if we can now establish the evidence that would generate a Chiyuv Dalet Vehei, that's exactly what we'll do. Ki Asu Eidim Mechayev. Please keep in mind that there's a gigantic machlokas tanoim and Sanhedrin daf lamed if Beis Din can accept a subsequent aid, if there doesn't need to be tzirif aidim. And Rabbi Shu ben Karcha holds that in dini momentus we can mitzarif a second aid. Zeba hayom b'fnei atzmo meid, zeba b'fnei atzmo macharu meid. On two different days, that testimony Beis Din can mitzarif the aidus to form one aidus. But if you hold, like the Mandi Omer, that you need two Eidim B'yachad, then you cannot be Mekabel the Eidus of one Eid today and the Eidus of the second Eid tomorrow and integrate them. However, Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Ki, at the very end of this Omud, insists that even according to that Mandi Omer, we could have the first Eid re-establish his Eidus. Rashi is not like Tosfos. And lastly, I wanted to point out, as we end this sugya, that Tosfos HaRosh says that the Gemara could have said just the opposite, that Modav Knasi Achkach Bo Eidim is Potur based on Rav Huna Marav. And maybe the Mishnah is telling us that Eid Echad should be equated by analogy to Hodas Haganav Alpi Atzmo, and just like Alpi Atzmo, even if Eidim come later on, he's Potur, so too in Eid Echad, even if another Eid comes in later, be Potur. And that would be reflective of the Shita in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed that you cannot be Mitzarif to Eidim. But the Gemara didn't say so, because that's not the way the Halacha goes. The Gemara wants to establish our mission in light of the Halacha, and we passing like Rav Shu ben Karcha that the two Eidim don't have to come simultaneously. We can integrate them if they come on two separate days. Now, as far as sugya of Rav Huna Marav, Modu B'Knas Yachkach Bo Eidim Potur, and all the kashas that the Gemara is going to ask, that in Mirtz Hashem, I would like to leave for tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah Shem. So right now, we'll call it a day, and we'll stop here. We will continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow from the word Gufa, which you'll count up. I believe it's seven lines up from the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis.